Open the door and let this gentleman in. He's nice to him this time, though.
I'm always am. He's got his hands full.
Put him on the spot.
He is a professor of psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he is our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Craig.
How are you?
Doing well.
Here goes the coffee sip.
Ah, the sip of my morning coffee.
Good coffee, huh?
It's excellent coffee.
Well, you are a noted author, a prolific author. You've now authored over 2,800 books, and I know you
have
brought several for us this morning to talk about the Cowboys and what they're dealing with.
I have. I have many quick turnaround books. You know, I'm able to publish very quickly based on world events and sporting events and things such as that. Well, you know the book Throw Me the Damn Ball by Keyshawn Johnson? Which I wrote the epilogue to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, T.O. commissioned me to write a book with him. It's called Throw Me the MFN Ball, You Freaking Undrafted Quarterback by T.O. Owens.
Oh, really?
He just came out with this.
Oh. That's a bit harsh, isn't it, the title?
He's got two books out at once right now.
Yes, he also the Getting Fit, I believe, Finding Fitness. Mm-hmm. That's what he hit. Also, I have this one here. This is a biography of T.O. Owens. This is highly unauthorized.
Mm-hmm.
It's called T.O. Owens, 25 Million Reasons Don't Prevent a Nut from Going Haywire by Carlton Maxwell and Kim Etheridge.
That's right. See why it's highly unauthorized.
And lots of interest in Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
People
right.
love this handsome young quarterback.
Sure.
He's so athletic and handsome and beautiful.
You sound like you like him quite a bit.
He's come out with his book, and I've just published it for him. It's called Losing the Will to Live, How to Date Jessica and Deal with T.O. in the Same Season. It's kind of a how-to guide. In case you ever find yourself in that
Losing the Will to Live
position.
Huh?
He may be the only one who ever finds himself in that position.
And we all love books like this. These are very easy reads. This is called Let the Cowboys Ride and Other Awkward, Unmotivating Catchphrases That Failed to Catch On by Wade Phillips.
Come on.
What does that sound? I don't, from the Northeast.
It's just a sound effect we have. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
And this is great. A lot of people very interested in Wade Phillips, you know. He's only been here for a year and a half.
Yeah,
right. Somewhere in there. Well, he has now released his autobiography called I Like Sandwiches. And there are not too many words in it. It's mainly a collection of hand-drawn pictures of his favorite sandwiches.
Doesn't sound like an interesting book.
Very crude.
There's a lot of pictures in there.
Yes, and he's drawn a smiley face on all ham sandwiches, so I don't know if that's his favorite.
I guess so.
And he draws eyes on some of them. Anyway.
All right.
And then here is a book. This is an odd one, okay? Very heavy book. Yeah. See, they're very heavy. This is an odd one. I think this is going to be a bestseller. It's a book by Pac-Man Jones and Troy Duncan called Making It Rain, Our Different Takes.
The odd couple, kind of.
Yeah.
Yes, very odd couple. And one final cowboy book.
Okay.
And I knew that a lot of cowboy fans will want to collect these because I think they will appreciate over time.
The what?
If they will appreciate over time.
What's he saying?
I think he's appreciate.
Yes.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
A final cowboy book. I Fart When I Punt by Matt McBride. It's a... Not sure of the purpose of this book. Forward by Mitch Hoops. So, and then I brought some other books that are not sports related, but some of them have some sports names in them.
Okay.
Here's a book by Mark Cuban called Forget the Bailout, Put Me Back on Dancing with the Stars.
Financial book, I guess?
Yeah, it's a financial book.
Okay.
It's kind of about the bailout and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And here's a family planning book. I know a lot of people are interested in family planning these days.
Sure, I guess.
Yep.
It's a family planning book by Sarah Palin called After the Fifth Kid, It's Time to Block the Entrance to the Cave.
Oh, well,
she's
written a book, has she?
I don't think that is authorized.
And here's one by Todd Palin, who is her husband.
Uh-huh.
It's called I Can't Decide What I Ride More Often, A Snowmobile or Sarah Palin.
Oh, God. Why would he write that book about his wife? I understand, Dr. Maxwell, you're a big Sarah Palin supporter.
She and I see differently on some issues, but
like
I like to support my fellow women.
I'm sorry?
I mean, I like to support
Women?
A woman, yes.
What issues do you guys differ on?
Oh, certain definitions of traditional words that I think should be opened up to all people.
Now, your companion that you brought with you this morning, I'm looking
let's
at...
Let's not mention...
He looks very uncomfortable as you're talking about this subject. I'm going to take a guess here. Are you talking about gay rights?
There you
what?
Go. There you go.
I'm just asking.
Why do you have to bring up all these things whenever I'm around?
Yeah, I don't know.
It offends me. What are you trying to insinuate, sir?
Well, I'm just... Since you divorced your wife a couple of years ago,
That's none of your business.
Right. That's what I've always said.
I guess you're
right. There were certain things that made that marriage untenable, okay? I'm never coming back here again, bitch!
Well, Dr. Maxwell, I'm sorry.
You did it again. Infuriated Dr. Maxwell. All right, it is 8:49 here on Sports Radio.
I'm back!
Always back, good. 8:49 here on The Ticket, the biggest show coming.